Penguin Audio presents All the Devils Are Here, The Hidden History of the Financial Crisis by Bethany McLean and Joe Nocera. Read by Dennis Boutsakaris. Prologue. Stan O'Neill wanted to see him. How strange. It was September 2007. The two men hadn't talked in years, certainly not since O'Neill had become CEO of Merrill Lynch in 2002. Back then, John Bright had been one of the company's most powerful risk managers. A former physicist, Bright had been the head of market risk. He reported directly to Merrill's chief financial officer and had access to the board of directors. He specialized in evaluating complex derivatives trades. Everybody knew that John Bright was one of the best risk managers on Wall Street. But slowly, over the years, Bright had been stripped of his authority and, more importantly, his ability to manage Merrill Lynch's risk. First, O'Neill had tapped one of his closest allies to head up risk management, but the man didn't seem to know anything about risk. Then, many of the risk managers were removed from the trading floor. Within the span of 1 year, Bright had lost his access to the directors and was told to report to a newly promoted risk chief who alone would deal with O'Neill's ally. Bright quit in protest, but returned a few months later when Merrill's head of trading pleaded with him to come back to manage risk for some of the trading desks. In July 2006, however, a core group of Merrill traders had been abruptly fired. Most of the replacements refused to speak to Bright or provide...